For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Mac Whaley. The Westboro Baptist Church has plans to come to Columbia on Monday, February 25th, to protest outside Stevens College. The group is citing Stevens' policy of admitting non-binary and transgender women. The Columbia Police Department says it will have an officer monitoring the protest and emphasizes they will not be interfering with the group's First Amendment rights. Stevens College spokesperson Rebecca Klein says the college will not be acknowledging the protest.
Frankly, our approach is to completely ignore their protest. They have a right to free speech, of course, but we don't want that on our campus, and we don't want to give them any undue attention.
Klein also says Stevens' campus safety team has been working with Columbia Police to ensure student safety during the protest. The Mizzou New Music Initiative has announced a $2.5 million gift to continue the school's support for student composers. The gift comes from notable Missouri philanthropist Gene Sinkefield, a supporter of Missouri music and composition for over 14 years. At a ceremony today, Sinkefield said she wishes to continue Missouri's history of being a hotbed for new American music.
Jazz, blues, rag, country, rock and roll, hip-hop, it's all come out of the Missouri territory. So all I'm doing is continuing to support people who are writing new music.
The funds will help support two full tuition scholarships, send student composers to the Missouri International Composers Festival, while also helping support faculty and staff within the Mizzou New Music Initiative, according to a press release. Rural health care providers and educators from across the country gathered in Columbia today to discuss techniques for improving care in their communities. KBIA's Sydney Steele was at the conference and has more.
The National Rural Health Association focused on engagement and innovation at its Rural Medical Educators Conclave. Dr. Kathleen Quinn is the Associate Dean for Rural Health at the MU School of Medicine. She says she hopes to bring back knowledge to MU's Rural Track Pipeline program.
So we're learning from each other about engaging with our communities to improve healthcare access issues and to address disparity issues.
She says rural medical providers serve small communities that span large distances.
There are less resources and they have to be able to deal with unexpected incidences and have broad spectrum practices.
Keynote speaker Ben Anderson discussed ways his hospital in western Kansas recruits more doctors to be a part of the community and keeps patients engaged in care. Sydney Steele, KBIA News.
Leaders of a central Missouri town are trying to stop a fired police chief from getting his job back. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that a judge ordered the reinstatement of Sturgeon Police Chief Greg Halderman last week, finding that his due process rights were violated. Halderman was preparing to return to work when he was notified in a letter that he was being suspended without pay. Halderman's attorney, Andy Hirth, said he thought the letter was in defiance of the judge's order. Sturgeon administrators have said Halderman was justly removed in March of 2017, in part because of alleged alcohol abuse. Halderman has admitted to responding to a call and going to interrogate suspects at the jail after drinking alcohol, but he said in both instances he only had one beer. I'm Mac Whaley, KBIA News, Columbia.